As the time of his departure and the crucifixion approached, the Bible says that Jesus set his face resolutely toward Jerusalem and toward his destiny, sort of had put his game face on, so to speak, and was determined to follow the will of God. And as he traveled, he passed through various cities, and it records in the Bible some things that happened. One was of a certain tax collector named Zacchaeus. It's in Luke, the 19th chapter, in the first verse. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And look, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the tax collectors, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And as he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he's gone to be guest with a man that's a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, look, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore it him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. A lot of us have built up a lot of baggage in our life. I know I did. A lot of things that needed to be straightened out, and I would just try to forget about it. Sins, offenses against God and others, and I guess they just kind of accumulated. But when God entered my life, I had to get rid of all that baggage. There were some people I had to talk to. There were some things I needed to do to make restitution and to make things straight and to do it right. You know, as a pastor, I see people who proclaim faith in Jesus Christ, and they are converted. And I see the ones that are really good soil, that is, the ones where it really takes. And I can always tell those people, as I observe what happens, as they go around to people that they have harmed, and they begin repairing relationships, and they begin making restitution as much as they are able to people they have harmed. It's one of the marks of a person who is really born again and has really received God's favor in their life. It's a very difficult thing to do sometimes, but we feel this compulsion. This man Zacchaeus had this. He was a rich man. I want to tell you, the tax collectors, they weren't given this position. They paid for it because it was very lucrative. The Romans expected a certain amount, and the rest, whatever they could collect, was theirs. So you can see the potential for corruption, and people hated them. And Zacchaeus had cheated people. But when salvation came to his house, he said, look, Lord, this is what I'm going to do to make things right. Half of everything I possess goes to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone, and I've collected more than I should, to those people, I'm going to restore four times what I took from them. You see, he was a man who had genuinely been saved. And Jesus said, this day has salvation come into your house. He was not saved by his restitution, but because the grace of God entered his life, he felt this compulsion to make things right as much as he could. And that which was lost was found. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me. Even at this moment, after these years, if you bring something to mind I have to make right, will you help me do that? Help me, O Lord, to repair relationships in my life that may be strained or broken. And I pray, Lord, that you would help me in this. For I was lost and you found me. I was dead and you made me come to life. I thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.